Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. It's podcast number two for myself and
Lewis Schaefer.
And Lewis, I remember your name, Lewis Schaefer.
Why do I feel like I've got to like tell him my...
Some people didn't think we would last more than one podcast, but here we are.
And you know who that person, some people, is me. I didn't think it would
proving
happen.
Them wrong once again. You know.
Proving myself wrong.
Proving yourself wrong. And I'm really loving the outfit. You've turned up looking very kind of chic, very cool. White, it's quite a hard color to wear, though.
I think it's like a death outfit. I think people who are dead wear white.
It's a kind of shroud.
Yeah.
Like a shroud.
Like maybe in Iran.
Yeah.
You know, they would wear white as they're being buried.
I'm old. Yeah, but it goes with your hair, though, because your hair's looking great today, by the way.
It is really. Is it really? I don't feel like it is, because I used to have an amazing hairline.
Right. But what do you do to it, though, but to make it do that kind of standing? Do you put anything in it?
You know what? I don't wash my hair.
Really?
I don't use shampoo anymore. I haven't washed my hair.
I had a hairdresser who was also a kind of a bricklayer, but he somehow knew how to cut hair. And when I was one of my brief periods of being unemployed, I helped him lay a patio.
Show off.
I helped him lay a patio. And he said to me, he said, the best thing you do with your hair is not wash it. Right. And he said, don't wash it for like 3 days. Because the trouble is, you wash it every day, you get all the goodness and the oil out of it and everything like that. So it's actually not good for
your
hair.
And then you have to put more oil in.
And you put more oil in.
And the hair and the follicles are like exploding with oil because you've taken away all the oil. But it's not 3 days. I've done it for 3-4 years. I haven't washed it
in 3-4 years.
No, I am proper dirty.
Really?
I know I look so clean with the clean clothes. I'm like one of those Indian guys.
We had, what's his name in the other day? Piers Corbin.
Yeah. Right?
Piers Corbin, Jeremy Corbyn's brother.
I know him personally.
Yeah, he doesn't smell good.
Because his ideas are so rotten.
His ideas are rotten. He unfolded this yellow kind of pad.
Are they rotten? Can I just say, I'm not sure that they are rotten.
This was about dimming the sun. Right?
Did he actually suggest that?
Well, he said people are trying to do it.
Which is wrong.
Well, it is wrong if they're trying to do it, but he couldn't prove to me that they were. I said, it was pretty hot out there.
Is he against them dimming the sun?
I think so.
Okay, so that's a good thing. So
I made a really stupid joke about dim and sum, and wasn't that what you get in a Chinese
that's
restaurant?
That's very good.
Which he even laughed at, actually.
Yeah. I just laughed just now. It's a funny joke.
It is a funny joke.
Said it even before. It was just the setup is funny.
It's not bad. Yeah. But my hair apparently has been complimented this week. People have said they like the look of it. I'm doing a new thing because when I come out of the shower, it's literally like, you know, somebody's electrocuted me.
Because you washed it. You use shampoo.
I use shampoo and conditioner as well.
Yeah.
But then I would come in here and I would try and make it sort of pat it down somehow, but it was never working. So now I'm putting leave-in conditioner in it.
I don't even need to discuss this. You don't need to do anything.
But I do, though. I mean, Charlotte will tell you, my hair is all over the place. If I don't do anything with it, it looks ridiculous.
I don't think it does. I mean, I can't imagine it. How can it look ridiculous? It's just somebody's natural hair.
But when I was
at a certain age, it's very Einsteinian.
It's true.
Just leave it alone.
Okay.
That's all you've got. I'm yelling at you this way.
It's fine.
But it's like, we don't need to do anything. The idea of taking off all your natural oils and then putting more natural oils on.
Yeah, or unnatural oils.
Whatever, they're unnatural oils. They're not.
But presumably you wash other areas of you, though, do you?
No.
You don't wash anything?
No.
Well, how do you not smell?
I don't smell because we have skin and the skin comes off.
Yeah.
Why is that funny?
Because the idea of you shedding skin is a funny idea.
Yeah,
I mean, I know we all do.
I'm shedding skin right now as I go.
I know, there's a guy following you around with a dustpan and brush.
Well, you go to somebody's houses and the houses are all covered in people's skin. That's what dust is.
I mean, that was just Jeffrey Dahmer's house, but it was somebody else's skin that was in there. Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing, isn't it? Being alive is actually quite a strange thing.
No. The fact is being alive is okay, and they constantly want us to change.
Yeah.
That's what mass capitalism is trying to do, is just change. We can't make money if you don't take a shower with shampoo.
Make your instincts change into something completely different so that you spend money. Is that what you're
saying? And told whatever you're doing is wrong and you're dirty.
Yeah.
And girls always say this, women always say this to me. They think that I'm dirty because I don't brush my teeth.
Right. Really?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Not even with some kind of other device?
No. Well, I pick my teeth.
You pick them? It's a toothpick. Yeah, okay.
But that's because that's a bad habit that I have. But you don't need to brush your teeth.
Well, it depends what you're doing with them, I suppose. If you're eating, which I assume you are doing. I know you're not eating as much as you used to. But.
Well, I got the missing teeth over here. You got teeth. Because
if everyone's got missing teeth.
Because I had type 2 diabetes.
Really? You lose teeth because of that?
Yes, of course you do. Your teeth rot. What do you think a cavity is?
Well, my teeth rot because I'm Scottish. I mean, Scottish
no, that's
teeth.
A lie. Because
no, it's not. My Scottish teeth are the worst. I had the worst teeth of all time.
But what do Scottish people eat?
Well, anything
the
they get their hands on.
Whatever it is, the fried Mars.
Deep fried Mars, but anything they get their hands on, really, in Scotland, because.
They were starving oatmeal.
Haggis.
They need oatmeal.
Have you ever had haggis?
Yes, I love haggis.
I love haggis. Haggis is great. Very difficult to dislike haggis.
Yes, it is. It's gross for most people. Most people who don't like animal based foods, but I like it.
I'll tell you what it's great for is when I lived in Edinburgh, I used to have it for breakfast. You'd have a haggis and black pudding on a roll with brown sauce.
Yeah,
which is really good.
The roll is
not very good for you.
The roll is the problem.
The roll would be the problem.
But the roll, any carbs causes calcification.
Yeah.
Causes. I don't even know what the words are, but you don't. As long as you do not eat carbs.
So are you on this new diet of yours because of the type 2 diabetes then?
No. Yes. Yes,
no,
not originally. Yes, yes. Because I had type 2 diabetes.
Okay. Was that because you were overweight?
That's what I thought.
Seen you overweight, though.
But this was 8-10 years ago when I went on this diet. Because I'm not going to say who was fat. Somebody that I cared about, she was fat.
Right.
And you can't say that.
So did you came out in sympathy with her? You got fat with her?
Well, People do. I didn't realize that I was fat. Like, we don't, like, us guys.
No, I mean, when I was really fat, when I was at Talk, right? I see pictures now and go, oh, my God. I actually had conversations with a couple of people. I said, why didn't you tell me that I was this fat?
They did tell you. They used to call you Fat Mike Graham.
No, but not
but
to
that's
my
what
face,
I
though.
Called them.
Yeah, well, people still call me that, even though I've lost a load of weight. I'm like, what did you call me before?
Yeah.
You know, when I was really gargantuan. But it was real awful, you know.
Well, it's awful to be called that or awful that you were fat?
No, awful that I was that fat. I don't care what people call me. I couldn't care less what people call me.
Yeah, I do.
I've been called plenty of bad things over time. Being called names doesn't bother me, but being that fat should have bothered me. But I didn't realize how fat. I think your eyes do something when you look in the mirror and you see something completely different to what everybody else sees.
That is true. And we're guys. We're not focused on that. All women think they're fat, whether they're fat or not.
Well, women tell me their entire life they're on a diet.
Yeah, and they should be.
Yeah, always on a diet.
Everyone should be on a diet. There's too much food in the world. What is the point you are making? The point I'm making is...
I'm not making a point.
I didn't even realize I was fat.
Right.
My father was fat.
Were you really fat, though?
I
can't imagine you fat.
I weighed 60 pounds more than I weigh now.
Really?
50, 60 pounds, yeah.
60 pounds. So for people who don't know old money, that would be... 2.2 pounds is a kilo, right?
It's about 20-something
kilograms. So 25 kilos
or
so.
Or 4 stone.
It's about 25 kilos,
I lost 4 stone. Well, one of them was...
That's a lot.
One of them was my wedding ring.
Yeah. Do you know my ex-wife's wedding ring?
Yeah. That was a joke.
I know. But I'm adding to the deadpan nature of the show by not laughing.
I used to be really funny. That's the thing.
You are funny.
No, I'm humorous now. Yeah. I'm jovial now.
My ex-wife.
I'm happy now.
My ex-wife, she traveled all the way back from America to go to Bath, where we met. And to
throw Bath.
No, in Bath, the city of Bath.
Oh, you met in Bath.
We met in Bath. She was a junior. She did a junior year abroad at university there, right? That's where I met her.
Yeah.
And she went all the way back there.
And how old were you at the time? That's so
18.
Wrong. 18.
19, maybe.
That's not wrong.
What do you mean wrong? How is it wrong?
I don't know. I was just listening to videos about like cougars and stuff like that.
No, we were both the same age.
Well,
19.
Don't tell me, tell them.
Okay. All right, tell them. by the way, I should say,
but
for
you
those
were good
of you,
looking back then. You can see you were good looking.
I was
back
a good looking
then.
Boy.
Yeah. You weren't fat then. Were you fat?
No. Do you know? Yeah, I only got fat when I went to New York.
Yeah.
Because I kept eating, and American food was so good, and there was so much of it,
right,
and you could get it all the time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it, you know. So I'd end up going for a sort of hamburger at 2 a.m. after drinking for about 5 hours.
Here, you can't get you couldn't get a hamburger at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No,
the cafe's
closed. You'd
go
to a pub and they'd go, it's 2:30. What? Yeah. Well, you can't have something now. It's 2:30. I'm like, well, I'm hungry.
I know.
It's 2:30.
That was the shocking thing. There was no food.
Yeah. There was no food in Britain, so we were all thin in those days. Yeah. In the 70s, you didn't see a fat person. You couldn't. There was nobody fat because there was no food. So, and also you didn't have the portions. There was no supersized bloody, you know, there was no fast food. I remember McDonald's opened in London. I remember the first McDonald's that opened in London. And we went, and it was terribly exciting.
Where was that? Wasn't that out in Woolwich or something?
I think the first one I was aware of was a Swiss Cottage.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it was like nothing we'd ever had before. But yeah, so I got fat in New York and never sort of looked back, really. And then, so we split up, and she flew all the way back to Britain, went to Bath to throw the wedding ring in the river.
Yeah.
So that's where
it is. Did she do that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's how much she hates me. It's in the river. There's a weir. It's a beautiful, it's one of the few covered bridges in Europe, you know, but it's called Pulteney Bridge. And it's a lovely, beautiful Georgian city.
She threw the ring.
She threw the wedding ring in the river.
Well, gold was at a low point at that point.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it was just a regular gold ring. I bought it in, where did I buy it? I think I bought it in the Diamond District in New York. Remember that just off
47th
Fifth
Street.
Avenue, yeah. Yeah. Very Jewish place.
Well, Jews. Who knew that Jews were into jewelry?
I know. I know. Is that where the name comes from?
Could be.
Jewelry. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
But so it's revelatory that you. Oh, this is what I was going to say anyway. So we've got a podcast now as well. This is, I guess, a vodcast.
Yeah.
Is it? If it's a video, this is on YouTube that you're watching. But we've actually now managed to...
No, I think it's a podcast. I think this is a podcast as opposed to...
Maybe Charlotte can
like,
tell
we're
us.
We're not live streaming.
Is it a podcast?
Yes.
It is.
We're not live streaming.
We're not live streaming. So it's a podcast, right?
Here's a picture of me. Look at the picture of me.
Oh,
look
my
at how
God.
Horrible I look.
That's you?
That's during early fat years.
Not really fat, though. You're just...
No.
But there you go.
I became fat. Oh, don't show that picture because
it's too late.
And my hair was so dark.
You look quite serious. But anyway, so we've now managed, technologically speaking, to advance the podcast after one episode. It's now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
That's amazing.
And other places. CastBox, I think, is one as well. So any place you normally get your podcast, you can listen to it if you prefer not to watch it.
Yeah.
You know.
And a lot of people listen to it. That's like really sharp. I think.
Yeah, we were pleased with the first uptake. I'd say.
Of course,
the test will be the second one because they might not want to watch the second one.
They've seen it already.
Yeah,
but I mean, because I'm an internationally famous streamer, supporting artist, comic, TV pundit, recently seen on Mike Graham's show. So I'm internationally famous.
You are, and you're sort of a renaissance man when it comes to broadcasting. You can do anything.
I can do anything, and I got, you know, at least just once.
Have you ever done that thing as a comedian where you go on stage and it dies and it all goes horribly wrong?
No, I've never died.
No? Really?
No.
Because I always assumed that would be really hard to do, because as much as I could sit, I've said this before.
Are you out of your mind? Is that like a real question?
What, because you're going to say yes, you mean?
It always dies.
Dies it?
Does it? It doesn't always, but it dies.
But I'll tell you why it's a real question, because I've never done it, and I've done live shows, but I've never done like a stand-up show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I could do that. I don't think I could do
it. Of course you could do
it. I don't think so.
You could do it.
I think I'd be awful at it. No, I think I'd be terrible at it.
The thing is the fear, because public speaking is the scariest thing. It's like, oh my God, I've got to say something. So what is stand-up comedy?
Public speaking, I'm not too bad about, but it's just the idea that you're supposed to make people laugh all the time and be funny.
Yeah, but...
That's the scary bit, isn't it?
If you have to think about it, it's scary.
Yeah.
But what it is like the things that you say. I said this to you last week. You're always saying funny things.
Yeah, it's like a conversation,
I suppose. What you do is you write down all the funny things that you've said before. And you say them again.
Right.
And some of the things you'll say twice, and it'll be funny the second time. And then you say it a third time.
Right.
And the things that aren't funny, you realize they're
See, that's another thing I've never understood about like these very successful comedians like Ricky Gervais and others who...
He's not a comedian, but he became a comedian.
Yeah.
He's a perfect example. You should follow him. He's never did stand up when he was young. He just went on stage and says, "I'm going to talk about this."
Right.
And people laughed.
Yeah. But you know when people go, oh, I want him, I want to hear him do this. Like it's like you're going to see a band and you go, I want to see him play their hits.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'd want to see that from a comedian. And like their greatest hits.
Yeah, so you don't have to give it to them.
Right.
You'd have to, but people like the greatest hits. In this country, when I came here, you had to pretend you didn't have any great hits and everything was just off the top of your head improvising. Whereas Americans are like, these are the jokes and I'm telling you the jokes.
Right.
And you're not laughing, but this joke, I did this joke in Tucson and it got a huge response.
Right.
So I know that this is funny.
And do they know that as well?
Do with the comedians or the audience?
No, the audience. Do the audience know you've already got a laugh out of it somewhere else?
In this country, yes, now.
Right.
But initially, no. Initially, no. It's like, oh my God, you just said something that you've said before. You've got to be totally like improv.
Right.
Back in the day, I think. I'm not even sure. I don't even remember. I don't even remember. Why are you asking me this question?
I don't know.
I'm one of these
people. Because I'm trying to find out more about you.
No, you're not. I'm not that. If I was an internationally famous celebrity, which I say that I am, but I'm not, is that people would know about me.
They might not know about the real you. But the real you, though, they might
know. I hope they don't know about the real me. I hope they don't know.
Yeah.
Don't
worry. I'm not going to ask you any of those kind of questions. Like, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done or anything like that?
I'm not worried about embarrassing.
I'm not sure I want to hear the answer.
I'm worried about the arrests.
How many times have you been arrested?
We're not discussing it.
Okay.
I've never been arrested.
No.
Knock wood.
I've only been arrested a couple of times, which I think is
only a couple of times.
Never
been arrested. Have you spent the night in jail?
Yeah.
You have, really?
Only once, though.
In this country?
In this country, yeah.
It's police state Britain.
It is police state Britain. I was telling my
sister. Was it always that way?
No, it didn't used to be like this way at all. It used to be really free and easy, and you could pretty much do whatever you like. Nobody cared as long as you were reasonably polite.
Yeah.
You know, that was all they cared about. It was like, oh my God, you know, just apologize, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw my sister the other day, and she, like I said, she lives in Connecticut, and I was telling her about the, because I was on the phone to her in the car, and I was driving back from Sussex last weekend, and for some reason, and you know how technology now is so bloody annoying because I never used to be able to have Siri. I didn't know what Siri was, right? But now, because when I'm in the car, I can tell the phone to ring somebody or to, you know, I can send them a
without
voice message.
And
I can send a message and it translates and it gets sent as a message. But for some reason, I wasn't doing it.
So
she normally calls me on a Sunday afternoon when I'm driving. So I couldn't answer her for about an hour.
Well, you couldn't say Siri.
No, because it wasn't working. It just kept going, something went wrong, which was driving me insane. So every time I tried to answer a message, it wasn't working. So eventually I had to wait until I got close to London and I was in a traffic jam and I just called her and said, no, I didn't call her. No, I actually texted out a message and I had to look to see if there was any of these big cameras, you know, because if you get done for using your phone in a car, it's £200.
Unless you use the Jimmy Carr defense.
6 points. What? That I'm a very rich comedian. That
yeah, basically.
Tax.
And I hire somebody who comes up with the right answer. Yeah. You know what the right answer is.
So I said, you know, we've now got
these. He got off of it. He got off.
Well, you can if you pay a lawyer $1 million quid. You know, it's not really worth it unless you're Jimmy Carr. So she said, what do you mean? What do you mean these cameras? I said, they've got these huge cameras now that can look inside the car.
Yeah.
Which are about 100 feet in the air. And I don't know how far they can see, but
I don't even know if they can look into it. They can tell the signal if the signal
is coming. I think they can see inside the car. That's why they're so high up, right? Well, why are they so high up then?
Just so high up so people don't smash them, I guess, you know?
Oh, well,
you know,
maybe. Yeah, that's possible.
I'm not sure about this. I have no idea.
I think it's because they can see inside the car.
I'm telling you something. I'm doing so badly. I don't even know what a car is.
You don't have a car?
No.
You don't need a car. You live in
London. I used to have a car, but I'm a really bad driver.
Yeah. Well, you're an American. Americans,
dead.
You can't park if you're American, can you?
No, you can. I could
parallel
park.
Parking.
I could park, but they train you. They used to train you to do horrible things. They trained in this country to backwards around the corner.
Yeah.
When are you going to ever do that?
You're never going to do that, are you?
And why would the state say that that's a good thing to learn?
It's not a good thing to learn.
No.
I drove in America, right, for 10 years practically on a provisional license. I never had a license. And they used to rent cars. They had no idea. I'd go, you know, and they go, let's see this. And
they'd
look at it.
Why don't you apologize to America?
I'm sorry, America. I only had one bad accident. And I didn't hurt anybody either, apart from my career. No one was hurt. I nearly ended up in the Hudson. On the Palisades Parkway, you know, the Palisades Parkway.
In Jersey.
Yeah, and I had a car and it ended up spinning across both sets of traffic. And I was lucky to not die, actually.
Yeah.
But I was 23 and stupid, you know.
I know, the same thing happened to me. I don't remember where it was, but I spun out and somebody behind me, they spun out. Right. I kept on going.
Yeah, it's quite terrifying.
I don't think there were cameras back then.
No, there were no cameras, absolutely none. But that's the point. So
that's what I like about
London.
So I
came back, having driven for 10 years all over America, right? Mm-hmm. Driven in California, New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, everywhere.
Yeah.
And I came back to Britain. I took a driving test and failed.
Because they want you to fail.
Because I was in Hendon, of all places.
No,
North London.
No.
And I had to pull out into a busy road.
Yeah.
And they failed me because I pulled out too soon in front of some traffic.
They make the test hard in this country. Because this country, if you've got it, you can keep it. But if you don't have it, we don't want you to have it.
You're never going to get it.
You're never going to get it.
Yeah.
I took the test 6 times.
No.
It's a total... That's the worst thing about this country. I spent £10,000 of money I did not have to get a license. Six tests I had to take. I passed 2 of them.
£10,000?
Yeah,
I had to take... Did you spend that on lessons?
Lessons.
Wow.
Your lessons.
I think I took 10 lessons before I failed.
Or maybe it was £150. It was either one.
I don't think it was 10,000.
It was something.
You were getting
it
done
was,
there.
It was proper. It was proper. Yeah, it was getting done. I just like being in the car.
Dory thought you were a rich American because there was a time when if you were American in Britain, everyone just assumed you were rich.
Yeah.
Because you must be, because you're American.
Yeah, and that time is returned.
And also, we were all poor.
Yeah.
In Britain, in the 70s, we were so poor.
I would feel bad for you, but I don't feel bad. Because Britain deserves to live in poverty with what they're doing to their own people. Well, that's a horrible thing to say.
We are living in poverty, thanks to this bloody government. You know, it's going to get worse as well.
Of course it's going to get
worse. Andy Burnham is going to make it even worse.
I know. He's a communist.
He's
a communist. I mean, how can you entrust a communist with anything?
You can't. Say it. You really can't.
And I used to be a communist, so I know.
Did you?
I used to be left-wing. Didn't you used to be left-wing?
Not really, no. I've never been left-wing. No. My father was quite left-wing. And when I went to sort of FE college, as it was, when I was about 16.
What does that mean?
Further education.
Right.
So before university, I went to do my A-levels, actually. Because in our old system, you had O-levels and then you had A-levels. So the old GCSEs, O-levels. And I went to this Catholic...
Do you know what? Can I just say this?
Go on.
I've had kids who have done those things.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand what exactly. The A-level, O-level, GCSEs.
Yeah. Well, GCSEs...
And they're saying it's like the old comprehensive. It's the old... And it...
Well, you know how you would probably do a high school diploma, right?
Yeah.
In America. So instead of that, you do O-levels. And then you finish those when you're 16. And in the old days, a lot of people would just go to work.
Right,
because you didn't want to stay in school. You're going to go to work, and then other people would stay on and go to do A levels. And I was.
And when did they go to college? When they were 17.
So then you go to university after A levels.
No, I didn't mean college. I mean university.
So university, after A levels.
So you get the degree at 16.
No, you get a degree at 21.
No, but forget the degree. You graduate.
No, you get O levels or now GCSEs at 16. Right, that's what they're called. But you're not allowed to leave school now, I don't think, at 16. I think you have to stay on till 18.
Well, let's talk about back in the day.
Right.
Back in the day at 16, you could leave school.
You could leave school.
Did they give you a piece of paper?
You would get 16? A certificate for each subject.
But they wouldn't give you a piece of paper like they do in America.
No.
There's no graduating high school.
No, none of that.
And they do that now, right? They graduate.
Now they've made it into a thing, like they have prom nights and stuff.
Yeah, like America.
Yeah, and I'm like, we never did anything like that.
Yeah, so where's my party? That's what you were saying.
Well, the thing is, I went to an all-boys school, right? So the party would have been a bit boring. And so we used to have a sort of a girls' school that we were kind of twinned with.
Yeah.
But they were both Catholic, right? So it was a Catholic boys' school, Catholic girls' school. And I seem to remember we had one disco that I remember.
Yeah.
Which was pretty awful. And they wouldn't put, because they were all Catholics, they wouldn't put the lights out in case anybody did anything terrible.
Right.
You know.
Which they were right.
I think I asked one girl to dance and she said no, and that was it for me. I'm not doing another one. And it was dreadful. But we had these Dominican brothers who were very cruel. Yeah. And I wanted to do English, my A-levels, you had to choose three subjects. I wanted to do English, geography and history. It was what I wanted to do. And they said, well, you can't do that because it clashes with the timetable. We'll put you down for chemistry, English and physics. And I'm like, I can't do chemistry and physics. I don't even know if I'm going to pass the O-level. So I just left and I went to this FE college where I did sociology, economics and law.
Right.
And the guy who was our sociology teacher was a communist. Yeah. So I started the Young Conservatives Association just to piss him off.
That's like my son. Yeah. My son is that way.
And I didn't really care either way. You know?
Yeah.
But I've never really been that left wing. I've always been quite selfish about money.
Even left wing people.
I don't want to give money away.
Selfish people. I mean, the communists. Are
I mean, I have given a lot of money away. Having said that,
I never do. I'm definitely I'm cheap and broke.
I gave my ex-wife quite a lot of money.
Yeah, well, women need it.
And then she came after even more.
Of making money.
Yeah. Well, you can't say that, you see. We go back to the... You're banned. Because you're banned from being a misogynist on this podcast.
I know, I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to do it.
Irony of it is, I always talk about what losers women are, and Louis Schaefer bankrupted two continents.
Yeah.
I don't want to discuss that.
That's fine. We don't have to.
But what is the point you're making?
I'm just saying I was never left-wing. I'm not really making a point.
I think
but you were saying you were a communist.
Do you believe in the NHS?
No.
Okay.
It's rubbish.
Okay, good. Do you believe in council housing?
No.
At all?
No.
Okay, good job.
No.
Well, there you go.
No.
How can this program work if we share the same beliefs?
Well, the thing that I find really...
Shouldn't we be fighting with each other?
The thing that No, I don't think you need to. I think this is more of a kind of a stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. Like regular I mean, you can find loads of podcasts where people disagree with each other all the time. It's quite boring.
Yeah.
This is actually better if you agree. Because,
is it? It's like the people said on the stream, whatever, underneath the comments, they said two old gets talking.
Yeah, that's about right. That's a good strap line for it. You know.
But you speak for yourself. I'm young and fresh.
You are certainly young, not so fresh, since you've revealed that you don't wash at all.
Yeah. I don't wash, and I'm telling the lady.
When was the last time you washed then?
Well,
what did you wash?
I would take a shower. The water goes
over. Well, that counts as a wash.
Yeah. Okay. I would say I take one shower a week, maybe.
One a week.
Yeah.
Your water bill must be quite low then.
Well, I've got two sons who are obsessed with showering. So
do they spend 15, 20 minutes in the shower?
One of them does.
Yeah. They spend such a long time in the shower.
Yeah, because they're exploring their whatever it is.
I don't think it's even that.
Why do you think it is? Because the world we live in is run by women, and women are totally obsessed with being.
So you've done it again.
Well, you want the answer to the question. You were the one who actually raised the point.
I know, but I wasn't expecting you to start blaming women for people having showers.
Well, that's obviously, because it's like I tell women I don't brush my teeth, I don't. Yeah. I don't shampoo.
Is that why you live alone?
No, that isn't why. and that's what they say. And that's, we need to say you do not need to bathe. You don't need to bathe.
Don't need to, no. Well, my father's generation, for example.
They didn't bathe.
They didn't have baths a lot of the time. So they didn't have one, literally,
to
get into.
Maybe they would do one a week.
So he would do this thing where he would wash with a flannel.
Yeah.
He would stand up with a sink in front of him and he would wash with a flannel.
Yeah.
So he would never submerge himself in water.
Right.
And the only time I'd ever see him having a shower was after we played golf or something. He'd maybe have a shower in a golf club.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a shower. When I was growing up, we lived in this flat and we had those, you know, those rubber things that you attach to the taps.
Yes, yes.
And it's got like a handheld shower. That was our shower.
That when I moved to this country 26 years ago, that's what I found. Yeah. The houses did not have
and
showers.
And then they had that weird thing where they would go, and this is a great thing. You can move into this place. When I was renting a lot of stuff, I need to move all the time. It's got a power shower.
Yeah.
And you turn this ridiculous, you know, thing on.
It's not ridiculous.
It would go, make this ridiculous noise.
It's a pump.
And it was an electric shower that wasn't very powerful. And I'm like, why are you calling it a power shower? It's crap.
Because it was better than no shower at all.
Yeah,
maybe.
But that was all it was.
The point is, that's Britain. When I moved to this country, people did not have a shower. And they wonder, why is there a water shortage? Because if you took a bath once a week, That's okay.
Yeah.
But if you take a bath every single day, the amount of water that's used.
Oh, yeah. I hardly ever take a bath.
And I guarantee you, those communists do not have showers. And they're taking lots of baths and using water. Mm. And they think that they're saving the world.
Well, there was a story this week in the paper saying that this water company, I think it was Southern Water, put out a letter that said there's a hosepipe ban, basically, for everyone. So we don't want to use water. You know, no watering your plants, no washing the car, etc. However, if you're on benefits, you can use as much water as you like.
Why is that? Because they're...
Well, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. Why should you get more water because you're on benefits?
Because they love benefit people in this country because it's people that they can control by giving them houses. I mean, everybody who uses the NHS is a benefits person.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily, though, because some of us pay for it.
No. Some of us, some people.
25% of your income tax bill goes to the NHS.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But only half the population actually pay tax.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I'm one of them. So, you know, I do pay for the NHS. But then, curiously, I don't use it.
Yeah, because you've lived in America and you know better.
Yeah, because I refuse to sit in a waiting room and wait. I refuse to go to an A&E department and wait. I'm just not. I got better things to do.
Yeah, you're an arrogant ass.
I was told once by a doctor that I was about to have a stroke.
Yeah.
And she's like, you have to go to the
hospital.
You're
not. I said you were arrogant. You're not arrogant at all.
No, not at all. It washed over me, see. I didn't even notice.
You didn't even hear it.
It's not. Oh, I was
like making a joke, and then I said, well, this sounds a bit severe.
Yeah, but I don't think. Actually, if you call me arrogant, for me, that's not an insult. I'm pleased with that.
Right.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah. So you're the best. I don't want to pay you a compliment. No. But you are the best of this country. When people ask me, what social class do I like?
Yeah.
I like people like you. Kind of people who had like kind of a rough original background.
Right.
Who've made something of themselves.
Exactly, yeah.
That's like that's why you fit in America. That's what Americans believe in.
It is, because in America, they like people who achieve something and who get
the
somewhere.
The distance that people go from where they started.
Right.
Not like they were born a certain way. Right. Like the king or something.
Well, like in this country, for example, there are places in this country that I can never go, where I will never be admitted in, you know, because I'm not part of that set.
Oh.
You know, like the posh people.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who I've spent time with, but I know that I'm not one of them.
Yes. And, that was the question we discussed last week.
There are certain clubs that I can't join. And that if I stand in a room with these people,
but in
they'll let me in the
in
room.
America,
but in America,
you could. If you were famous... If you were
or even
smart,
just if you were
rich,
interesting,
we want to have that guy around.
Yeah, I once went to a party in
greatest
in the
country
village,
in the world, America.
In the village, and it was this beautiful, because how most of the time when I lived in New York, it had these pokey little apartments. You didn't have great fucking big apartments like you see
they
in all the movies,
have
right?
Pokey apartments.
Yeah, but in the movies you see all these great big apartments.
That's
like
the movie,
Rosemary's Baby.
Yes.
Remember that?
Well, that's different because that was at the whatchamacallit.
This is the Upper West Side.
That was at the Dakota.
Yeah, the Dakota where John Lennon was killed, right? So, but I went to this guy's apartment. I think it was in Washington Square. And it turned out to be the guy who wrote the French Connection's apartment, who I later got to know. And it was amazing. It was like huge. It was labyrinth-like. And there was, weird stuff on the walls and, sort of animal heads and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, this is like one of those apartments in the movies. It was the only one I ever saw.
Right, right, right.
Can't remember what his name was. What was his name? The guy that wrote The French Connection. We ended up being, sort of became drinking buddies for a while. We used to drink in the Lion's Head. Do you remember that bar in New York?
Jessica Hudson
Lang
Street?
Was a waitress there once.
On Hudson Street?
Yeah. I think he's shut now.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see, how much time do we have? What does that say?
53 minutes.
We're nearly out then, because we've said we won't do more than 30 minutes, haven't we? Yeah, so we better stop then.
Right.
Carry on to be continued.
They've actually told me that they liked it, that it was shorter.
Yeah, because people do them too long. I think half an hour is perfect.
I like me and my, because I live stream every day. I try to do two shows a day, which I'm stopping. But just the idea of let's keep on going.
Yeah.
But people get bored.
But they do, that's the thing. I mean, I do a three-hour show. It started off as a two-hour show. Then it became 2.5 hours, and it sort of became three. And then I do three, and then I go and see Kelvin's. It's 3 hours, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Too long.
Keep
him keen,
It might be too long for you. For me, it's like, what else do I have to do?
Well, I've got to now go off and have lunch, and then I've got to go and do another show at like 5 o'clock later.
Because you look like a guy who's got nothing to do, but you've got, you're very, very busy.
I am very busy, yeah.
Maybe that's why people like you. Women really like you. They like you
a lot. I'm always on the move.
Yeah.
You know.
It's me, I'm not. I'm at home. I'm sitting there. I go to the kitchen. I go.
I prefer to be a moving target, I think. Anyway, look, we've gone over it further, haven't we? We've gone too far. We've got to stop.
Have we? Do we have,
I'll see
do
next
we really
week.
Have to stop?
Yeah.
Are you sure I'm not fired? Am I fired?
No. No, I think this is a great success.
Is it a great success? Well, we had a lot of people watch the first episode.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see how the second one goes.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for coming.
I'm honored.
No.
I'm honored and I'm enjoying it.
No, I'm enjoying it, too.
Because a lot of people think of me as like a miserable... I am a miserable person. Do I seem like I'm happy to be here?
Yeah.
No.
For you, you look very happy. The happiest I've seen you.
Yeah, it's like I could say that I worked and maybe the girls can like me.
Maybe.
Not the women, excuse me.
So you can hate them later.
Yeah, because they make promises. They think they're going to say they're going to love you forever and then they divorce you. They don't even take your money. You don't even have any money to give them and you...
Doing it again.
But they
that's
don't
even, the end.
They don't
it's
even
the
ask.
End.
They don't even ask for the
all
money.
Right. We'll see you next week.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mike.
Thank you.
I'm live streaming.
He's live streaming later.
Not now.
Yeah, not now. See you then.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.